I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The state's education commissioner delivered her annual back-to-school address to district superintendents on Monday. She says one hurdle many districts face is chronic absenteeism. Nearly a fifth of high school seniors in Connecticut were chronically absent last year. That means the students missed 18 or more days of school. And across the state, nearly 56,000 kids met this threshold in 2015. Education Commissioner Diana Wentzel says the answer is for schools to look for red flags early.
Look at your kids that are showing you early warning signs that they might not hang in there with you all the way till 12th grade.
She suggests schools watch students in elementary school to see if they are either missing lots of days already, if they failed two or more classes, or if they've been suspended from school at least twice. If a student is flagged, Wentzel says schools should act early to prevent problems from growing worse in high school, which could lead to a student dropping out.
Anyone who's taught high school or middle school or lived with high schools or middle schoolers knows that it's not just putting them on the bus in the morning anymore or walking them to school, right? They have a lot more agency as they get older. And if they're not buying what we're selling, they're going to check out and go elsewhere.
Students of color are chronically absent about twice as often as white students. This is one of several gaps that the state is trying to close. Connecticut has made some progress. Chronic absenteeism has dropped by about 1% since 2011 among all students. Education officials urge districts to analyze data, work with parents, and partner with the broader community to help keep kids in school. David DeRoche, WNPR News.